ברוך השם, תורה למדחת, נתתה פה אחת. לילה בצוויתן עם בזר הקדוש, אוסטרי לגפן עירו. גפן דה כנסת ישראל. So first of all, the Geffen, Am Israel, are in a certain prison, in the exile. We cannot redeem ourselves from the exile. We don't have that ability. With all of the goodwill that all of the righteous people had through all of the generations and every people that thought that they would be able to do things with money or with power or with I don't know what, you know, politics, all kinds of tricks, left Am Israel humble. Helped Am Israel to come to that understanding that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can redeem us. Even after the Holocaust, there is that famous picture of those refugees on the boats with a sign, huge sign, Yetziat Europa. They thought maybe they can compare that salvation, that they've been saved, to what had happened with Am Israel out of Egypt, Yetziat Mitzrayim, coming out from Egypt. They thought maybe now, after we suffered so much, maybe now we're going to have redemption. And, you know, the Tzionim, they're even saying Bracha in the Halel because of that dream, because of that will to... We wish to be redeemed already. We want it, but it's not in our hands. Ufkod Geffen Zot, כמו שכתוב, Ufkod Geffen Zot. But the redemption of that vine, of that Geffen, is by Hashem. Osteri LaGeffen Iro, the vine is a prisoner, is in the exile. And then it's written, Ufkod Geffen Zot. Only when Hashem is going to decide to redeem that vine. So why that the father will hold his son so hard under that yoke of slavery and suffering from all of the nations, and on top of that the worst suffering is the prison of lusts and desires, that the person is a prisoner in his own jail, in his body is forcing him to do things that he don't want. You have to sleep too much, you have to eat too much, and to be with his wife too much, and to chase after money because he's afraid, and he's angry, so he needs to attack, and on everything like that. The Gemara is saying, the verse is saying, Reshaim elei charatot. Even evil people, even sinners, full with regrets. He's suffering from his own sins. He's all of the time asking himself, why am I doing it? Why am I not learning enough, doing tshuva enough? Why do I forget Hashem again? And I'm falling again and failing again. And that's the main suffering of the person. So you see, the person is in exile inside of himself, even in trapped in his own body, in his own cage. And that's the worst suffering of them all, when a person is forced to sin. We learned on Yosef HaTzadik that when Yosef HaTzadik went down to Egypt, so he was dancing, he was happy, even that he was in prison. After it, the Gemara is telling us that the will of Hashem Yitbarach in sending Yosef HaTzadik first to Egypt was that he going to open the path for all of Am Israel. He went to open the way. And the problem was that the brothers couldn't accept Yosef HaTzadik even after they saw his greatness. Even after that they saw that he was so great, that he made it, that he survived and hold on and haven't fell from his faith even in the breath of a hair. He was so strong in his faith, and mamash, miracles happened by him, and amazing things happened with him. With all of that, his brothers couldn't believe in his greatness. How righteous he was, how holy he was, how pure he was. This is why they couldn't accept him. This is why their children couldn't enjoy all of his success. This is why they were suffering in the exile. This is why Am Israel were suffering in the exile, in the slavery of Egypt. Why? Because over there they were suffering from lack of knowledge, lack of understanding of what they were supposed to go through. The Sefer Tzaddik was suffering also, but because that he knew that Hashem is doing all of that to him, so he wasn't suffering at all. But Am Israel, they forgot. So in the situation that you suffer, if you just remember Hashem Yitbarach, you can go through every situation in life. If you have that memory, if you hold that memory, so you can go through everything. Really, you can go through everything because you remember. If not, someone's going to tell you, look, you need to suffer for 20 minutes and you have $1 million. Okay, those 20 minutes are going to pass very fast for you if really you know when you need that $1 million and it's something else. They tell you you need to run to that bank and this bank and regular day you don't want to do that. But if you know that in the end you buy a house, so you're going to run happy to do all of those things. Because you know you come with a house. Everything in life, if you know what's the purpose, what Hashem wants from you, it's very easy to go through that. But if you lack of that knowledge, lack of that understanding, that is the exile. The galut is from lack of knowledge, lack of faith, lack of understanding, that it's all private, amazing supervision of Hashem Yitbarach. This is why only Hashem Yitbarach can redeem us. Because today, even if we're going to be redeemed, and now we won't have no enemies, we will not going to take the right advantage of that salvation. Because we don't have the love between us. We don't have that understanding that we need to use and enjoy the bounty, all of the shefa that Hashem gives us to Avodat Hashem. So even if you're going to give us more, we're just going to ruin more. So all of the purpose of the exile is to bring us to that understanding that Hashem Yitbarach, He is the one and only, that He is the King, that He is in charge, and we're here only to commit ourselves to Him, to want Him, to yearn to Him, to believe in Him, to commit ourselves to Him in the path that He is opening for us. So for one person, Hashem wants you to be very close to the Torah Kedoshah and to learn Torah as much as you can and much to break yourself on the Torah Kedoshah to understand another sugya and another sugya. Another person, Hashem wants to teach him other things. Work on your Shalom Bayit. And you have to spend hours and hours talking to his wife and listening to her and to try to understand what she wants at all and who is she and what he's supposed to be. And another person got issues with his children and one with his health. And just you need to understand what Hashem wants from you. Because Hashem wants something very specific from each and every one of us, and we've been created for that purpose. And if you always look to the other, to the neighbor's backyard to see what he... No, I want to learn like him. I want to do it Bodhidriyat like him. I want to go to Uman like him. I want to have a wife like he's got. Why? Why don't you look what you have inside? What Hashem wants from you. In the moment that you're going to do that, that's the key. The door going to open. That's the key. You look through the hole. How do you call that? The
keyhole.
Spy hole. When you look through that spy hole, you can see the outside, but you cannot reach it. You cannot reach it. Only when you bend a little bit, only when you're humiliating yourself, you are humble, you can understand your job. And then immediately it's a key that opens that door. And you're out. And you're free. Hashem just wants us to understand something. Yosef HaTzadik was in prison. He was just doing the smallest ishtadlut of them all. He just asked one of those ministers to mention his name to the king, to tell him that there is some person that knows how to solve dreams, to interpret dreams. What have he done? So horrible, such a sin. Bara Olam add another 2 years for him. Why? Because that was his tikkun, that was his purpose, to be over there with a complete faith. To know for sure there is no one that can save him except of Hashem Yitbarach. That was Yosef HaTzadik's test. If you want to walk in that path of righteous people, there is no doubt that that's going to be your mission. To come to that complete understanding that enod milvado, there is nothing except of Hashem. Every person, this is why a lot of the Breslev Hasidim are going through rough life, rough tshuva process. Why? Because Hashem is demanding from them more. Why? It's written, that around Hashem Yitbarach there is a wind of storm. Why? Why there is that wind of storm? Storm wind? Because when you get closer to the fire, you feel the heat. When a person is doing it bodedut, like we said, a person can learn Torah and to forget Hashem while he's learning Torah. It's not a problem. It's a very easy thing to achieve, to learn Torah and to forget Hashem. To go to pray in a minyan, shachrit, mincha, arvit, and not to remember Hashem Yitbarach at all, it's a very easy level to achieve. It's not hard at all. Mamash, it's But when you stand in front of the Creator in the field, and you don't have no chazan, and no minyan over there, and no sefer Torah, and no obligations to tachnuna, and to ashrei, or to see that everyone are davening sfard, like that obligation of that shul, that everyone gonna daven sfard here. And no people, and no crowd, and no noise, and no sugiyot, and things that gonna distract your thoughts. You can see Hashem. In the moment that you just stand in a quiet place, sit in a quiet place, immediately, how many hours are you going to look at trees? How many hours are you going to look at ants, on birds, on ravens, on some more Breslevers Meshugaim that are walking in that forest? Huh? Okay, you saw it. One it would do, two it would do, ten it would do, 10 minutes of that it would do, another 10, in the end, you find yourself alone. In that moment that you find yourself alone, badad, alone, that is what the word badad is the verse, first letters of the verse, b'chol derachecha da'ehu. When you're alone, you know Hashem Yitbarach in all of your ways. Badad, b'chol derachecha da'ehu. You suddenly know Hashem Yitbarach in all of your ways. Why you know Hashem? Because you see that enod milvado. You see that there is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach, because you're all alone. And immediately you find Hashem. This is why people always trying to find something else to occupy their mind, to play with their cellular, to play with their cigarettes, with their keys, something, to have something to do. They're afraid to find themselves. In the moment that you're just going to walk to a quiet place, and you're just going to breathe over there, before you're going to talk, before you're going to do tshuva, before you're going to ask requests from Hashem, before you're going to commit yourself to Him, and going to yearn to Him, and going to glue yourself to Him in dveikus, and before all of that, just you're going to sit in a quiet place, you're immediately going to find Hashem. It's going to be the most simple and natural thing that's going to happen to you when you're just going to do that. I remember myself, I went once to Midbar Yehuda to do it, but the dude over there, it was, it's like the difference between hear a CD in your CD player than to go to a live concert. That suddenly it's all live. I went to that, to the Midbar Yehuda, after 5 minutes that I was there, there is sky, there is the desert, and that's it. And you can see Hashem. And Pashut, you see that you cannot hide. You see that you cannot hide anymore. So, the man, the person is afraid, always is afraid. He's afraid to find what it has got inside. But if you want to find it, so you're not going to be afraid. And on everything that you're going to find, it's going to help you for your purpose. It's going to help you to understand on what to do tshuva, on how to get closer to Hashem. Okay, so you revealed a horrible acting, a horrible fear that you have. You're afraid. You're afraid not to have money. You're afraid. You're terrified. You're like your grandmother that she's a Holocaust survivor. You're exactly like her, even worse. Okay, so what? What's the problem now? What's the problem? Talk about it with Hashem. If you want to fix, so fix. So go to Hashem. If you don't want to fix, okay, now understand. You've been insulted now. You've been hurt now. You saw something that is ruin your stability, your imagination that you created for yourself, that you're an angel, that you're righteous, that you completed your tshuva, that you're on the right track, that you achieve your purpose, you're mamash about to become Eliyahu HaNavi, soon you climb to heaven. Okay, wonderful, but it depends in your will. If you want to live that dream, so go for it, no problem. But the dude's going to ruin that dream for you. Because in the Itbodedut, you find yourself like that horrible dream, naked in the center of the city. You're just you're alone. You're standing alone in front of Hashem, and you're naked. This is it. Hashem sees everything. Hashem sees, and you feel it. This is why, like we said before, the Breslevers are suffering more. Why they're suffering more? Because they can see Hashem more. Not because there's something special in them. It's not a certain ability. Just they found themselves in the right place, in the right time, in front of Hashem Yitbarach. You find yourself in front of Hashem Yitbarach, alone, in the field, like Rabbeinu said, HaMelech Basadeh, the king is in the field, and this is it, you're in front of the king, this is it. We explained yesterday that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Kol HaAretz Kevodo, all of the world is full with the honor of Hashem Yitbarach. And we learned that Rabbi Yochanan Kara Lemaneh Mechavdutah, that the honor is the outfit, it's the coverings that Hashem Yitbarach is covering himself. So which honor there is to Hashem Yitbarach by hiding himself from his children? Their honor. That he is hiding himself from them, for them, bishvilam. That they will not going to be ashamed. Because when you stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach, when you stand in front of a righteous man, You feel like rent again, like that you're all clear, that he can see everything, every detail inside of you, and in front of Hashem Yitbarach, like Rabbeinu asked Rabbi Natan, when you're standing in front of Hashem Yitbarach, you become red, chazak, adom chazak, strong red, from the shame, from the busha, from the shame. I'm standing in front of Hashem Yitbarach. When you do it Itbodedut, you stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach. So if now it's hard Itbodedut for you, and you don't find yourself yet in front of Hashem Yitbarach, okay. But with the time, another husk gonna be peeled, another covering, another obstacle gonna be removed, then you're gonna find yourself getting closer and closer, and you're gonna find your pnimiyut, your inner, the inner side, your soul, your neshama. Yetzer, I don't want you to do that. Yetzirah, if you're going to be aware to your powers, to who you are, to what's your purpose in life, he cannot fool you anymore. His only power that he got is to distract your thoughts, to tell you no, you have to answer that phone. People are saying to me, it's so hard. Immediately when you want to do it, but do it, suddenly the phone is ringing. It's a joke. You don't control yourself at all. That's the answer. So what if the phone is ringing? If you decided that you want to do it, what to do? It can ring, it can jump, it can crawl, it can scream, so what? Rav Berland, once Rav Shalom told us that Rav Berland was helping his wife for hours in the house. She was running and helping and cleaning, and I don't know what it was. Eve of Pesach, I don't know what. He was doing everything he could. When it came to be 5 minutes before of Shkia, of sunset, That was the end of the time that he could go and do it Bodedut, he ran out from the house. The king is calling you. When the king is calling you, you don't say, no, 5 minutes, I'm going to ask my wife what's going on. No. The king is calling you, this is it. That's the end. Because why you respect your wife? Not because you're afraid of your wife. Not because you love her so much. That's stupid. It's shtuyot. It's nonsense. Because Hashem commanded us to respect our wives. If now chas shalom your wife sinned, if now chas shalom you need to rebuke your wife, if now there is something that is more important than to respect your wife, so you're not going to respect your wife. You're not going to waste your time respecting your wife when there is something, there is life now. You have to save life. Now you're the honor. No, I have to let my wife know that I'm going to take care of those wounded people in that car accident. Crazy, it's a chassid shote. Foolish. So she can be worried, she can be angry, she can jump, she can crawl, she can scream, she can whatever. We're here to serve Hashem. So Hashem commanded us to respect our wives. Wonderful, we're doing it with all of our hearts. But if you need to do it, bodedut, if it's the time now to do it. We're not talking about developing and working on our midot and achieving divine spirit and I don't know what. We're talking about basic things that a person have to do, certain obligations. So you have to do that. Even if it's going to cause something that you don't want to, that's going to happen. The Itpadedut brings the person to Hashem. And Hashem Yitbarach is hiding Himself from us, for us, to help us, that we will not going to be ashamed, that we will not going to be insulted. So we need to accept those decrees of the darkness that we have in our life as an understanding that that's the way that Hashem Yitbarach reveals His mercy on us. He lets us hide. He lets us work on our midot. Give us more time to work on our tshuva. And with the time, with another hour of Itbodedut, with another Mincha, with another Ma'ariv, with another Svirat HaOmer, with another Mikveh, with another amazing trip to Uman, and saying Tikkun HaKlali, and whatever, another Mesirut Nefesh, another Mitzvah Tzedakah, slowly, slowly, you're going to be cleaner and cleaner and purer, and Hashem going to help you. Hashem going to open the path for you, that you're going to be able to walk proud toward Hashem Yitbarach. David HaMelech, he was proud on what that he achieved in Avodat Hashem. People now become humble and they say, no, I'm not learning, I'm not doing this. Yetzara is playing with your thoughts. You're learning. Here you are in yeshiva, learning. Oh, you want to learn I don't know which shutim of I don't know which rabbis. What do you want? You sit in yeshiva and you learn. Few years ago, you wouldn't do that, never, for sure, no way that you would do that. And today, you see. So you're not Rav Yehoshua Kohen. Oy vey. So what? Explode that imaginary bubble. You will never gonna be Rav Yehoshua Kohen. Also, you're not supposed to. It's not your tikkun. Rav Yehoshua Kohen finished Masechet Sukkah in 3 days of snow. In 2 days of snow, when he was 8 years old, he was sitting. The Rebbe in school asked him, in Talmud Torah, asked him, what have you done in the snow? He said, I finished Masechet Sukkah. Okay, so I understand that you will never going to be Rav Yehoshua Kohen. Because even now, when you're 30 or 40 or 50, you will not going to finish Masechet Sukkah in the snow. No way! You're going to look for hours from the windows and then you're going to go out. Wake up. Admit. Just accept who that you are. And with that, serve Hashem. With that. On that situation that was with Cain and Hevel, the thing that was important over there was the intention of the heart, the kavanat alev. Why Hashem went to Minchato shel Hevel, to the Mincha of Hevel? Because Hevel, he wanted to do something good for Hashem and Barach. He had a will. And why to Cain he haven't? Because Cain didn't want to give from what that he owned. He wanted to keep it for himself. But you see that even after that, Hashem is coming to Cain and talking to him and asks him and telling him, Lama naflu panecha? Why you're sad? Why you're angry? Imtativ, set. If you're going to fix your ways, you're going to climb. You're going to develop. You're going to grow. Nothing happened. Hashem is saying that's the beginning, the secret of sin and tshuva and the way to fix it. Imitative set. If you're going to fix your ways, you're going to climb. So it's going to take you a year, it's going to take you 2 years, it's going to take you 20 years, let's say 70 years. How many times I told you that? If someone now is going to promise to me that after 70 years, 120 years, I'm going out clean from this world, I'm signing that paper now on the spot. No, you want it today. Why? Why? Why do you care? Why do you care so much? A person that wants to be purified, they tell him to wait. That time that you wait, that's the time of purification. That is the time that you show to Hashem Yitbarach that you have the will, that you're ready to sacrifice, that you're ready to wait, that it's important enough for you to wait. Not like all of the lusts and desires that you had before, that for them you cannot wait. Oh, today, oh no, I'm going to ruin the world to achieve that today, now, this moment, on the spot, right now. Why? Because it's not really important. Actually, if they're going to tell you no, you're going to drop it and going to move to something else. Because it wasn't really important to you. But now you want to get closer to Hashem, so Hashem is just checking you. Hashem is just checking. What are you holding in Avodat Hashem? Do you really want me? Are you ready to wait for me? If you're just always going to answer yes, you're going to find Him. You're going to find Him closer than you can imagine. Closer than you can imagine. Closer than you can imagine. Because no one can understand what's going to happen to you when your focus is going to be inside than outside. You're going to be a different creation. You're going to be an angel. You're going to be something else. All of lusts and desires will not going to bother you. You walk out from prison. You walk out from prison of lusts and desires. You're free. You're a ben chorin. Like the difference between a slave to a ben chorin. Heaven and earth. Death and life. Different life. Different world. Different eyes. Different ears. Different mouth. Different heart. You suddenly can feel, can sense, can see, can smell, can hear, can talk. Yes, now you cannot do nothing. What did you see? Meshakot enayim, your eyes are lying to you. The ears, you don't have complete faith with Chachamim. You're accepting Lashon Hara and nonsense and imagination. You talk, it's all, even words of Torah in the aspect of gossip and Lashon Hara. Because you talk with a filthy mouth. You talk with a not clean, not pure mouth. So all of it is... But when the heart is pure, and the brain is pure, and the eyes are pure, and the mouth, everything is pure, so you illuminate like the holy menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And you see different things. Righteous people, you ask, once a person came, a woman called Frida from the Afatza, Esther, her husband, Avre from the yeshiva, disappeared from the yeshiva for 3 days, didn't show in the house, they had a fight, argument, I don't know, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, he's missing for 3 days. Rav Shalom came to Frida's room, to the Afatza. Frida is asking him, where is that Avrech? Rav told her, I don't know, I heard that he's missing, that he's not here. She told him, yes, Rav, where is he? So Rav was quiet, he didn't say nothing. She told him, Rav, where is that Avrech? His wife, she's worried, they're looking for him all over the place, soon they're going to call the police, what's going on? Rav closed his eyes like that, standing for 30 seconds, opened his eyes, told her he's okay, he's going to come back today in noontime to the house, don't worry. And he came. So what? When you guard your eyes and you dedicate your eyes to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem gives Ene Hashem latzadikim, the eyes of Hashem to the righteous people. And then the tzaddik, who is the tzaddik? You can be a tzaddik. The tzaddik. We're not a beorot. A tzaddik. No. Close your eyes. Give your eyes to Hashem Yitbarach. Dedicate your eyes to Hashem Yitbarach. Not to YouTube, not to Facebook, not to the streets, not to the filthy streets. Dedicate your eyes to Avodat Hashem. And then your eyes are going to be totally different. Like the eyes of Shmuel HaNavi. Like the eyes of the Chozeh Milublin. 7 years he closed his eyes. 7 years, the Chozeh Milublin. Closed his eyes for 7 years. After 7 years, he could see everything that goes on in the world. Every detail in the world. People testified. People said, every question he answers. He sees what's happening every part in the world, in every place in the world. He sees everything. Why? Because 7 years he dedicated his eyes to Hashem Yitbarach. Dedicate your hands. You're going to have hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. That when you lift them, Am Yisrael are winning in the war. You pray, Hashem is answering your prayers. Dedicate your mouth to Hashem Yitbarach. Every word that you're going to talk to a person, you're going to do tshuva. Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter, Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin, every person that they talk to, done tshuva. Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin passed away when he was 36 and he had already 80,000 Baalei Tshuva students. Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin, the age of 36, he passed away. Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin, the one that wrote Yaich Sof, sang the song Yaich Sof. 80,000 students, Baalei Tshuva, he was 36 years old. Why? Because he didn't care about himself at all, at all. And this is it. And that's the secret. And that's the way. And you're able to do that. Just a question if you want it or not. Or if you're busy. Okay, so talk to you later. If you're busy, I'll talk to you later. Call to.